Good morning, and you are listening to The Morning Interview on KCAW Raven Radio in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Tim Murphy, and soon to be joining us, Daniel J. Brinsfield. Daniel J. Brinsfield has an exhibition at Centennial Hall of his photography and his book, Run Like the Wind, Alaskan Native Boy's Mysterious Totem Pole. And Tim is his publisher. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well here, thanks.
And I wonder, could you tell me, I guess, just tell me how you met Daniel. That sure seems to be a great story. Why don't you tell us how this came to be?
It is a really good story. Last week, of course, it was mentioned in the Sitka Sentinel, and Brielle did a wonderful job of putting together a story of Daniel's encounter with us. We met Daniel approximately 1 year ago today, as we had gotten off the ship like so many other people, and we were walking in Totem Park at the time. And before we had arrived, a bear had crossed the road, and he says, okay, well, there's a bear in this area. I'm from Arizona. And so while we're walking through the woods, stirring out of the forest comes this kid, but we didn't know it was a kid, a teenager, 17 years old at the time, tall, 6 foot plus, and it startled us. And subsequently, he brushed off the needles off of himself, and he introduced himself and said he was doing some photography work. And of course, his photography work was based on his cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he saw a camera in my hand and said to me, he says, well, you can't help but not get a great photograph here in Totem Park. And we subsequently saw some of his photographs that he had on his tiny cell phone and said, wow, this guy has got an eye for photography here in Totem Park. And his secret places where he does his photographs of beautiful outdoor, the nature here in Sitka. And he subsequently started talking about his writings that he had, and he's been writing since he was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, this is a teenager, been here since he was approximately 3 years old. He has Asperger's syndrome, and he has a remarkable ability to capture images, outdoor images of Sitka, and really promote it well. We talked again back in about writing, and that's when he talked about he had put together some parts of his story that he'd like to share with us. We went back to Arizona, talked with the senior publishers, and it was at that time that they said, well, first of all, let's send him a professional camera and see what he can do with it. And I came back in January and gave him some technical lessons on that, and he produced some remarkable work, just incredible. Anyway, back to the publication of a book. He produced enough for us to get an idea of how good he was and capturing and creating something in his mind and putting it in words and sharing it with us, that we said, let's publish a book. This is unusual for us because the publishing house that we represent so at first, it's a nonprofit publishing house, but we work more on the university level, producing publications, mm-hmm. books for professors and whatnot throughout the country for the professors. And he says, let's take a risk at this. Let's do a little twist at this because it just sounded so incredible. And anyway, 1 year ago later, we now have a book. And it's a remarkable story. It's a story that Daniel created, Run Like the Wind, with Daniel not being here yet, but it's basically a story somewhat about himself,
mm-hmm.
Spending so many hours and days out in Totem Park, which he feels very comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And he has put together there a nice fiction that is, I describe as at a young adult level. In fact, one of the people who's read the book already, one of the local Sitkins here, has come back in town And asked, she said, when's the next sequel?
Oh.
which was pretty cool, pretty amazing, and put a smile on Daniel's face that day. It has taken some of the folklore that Daniel has adopted since he's adopted Tlingit and incorporated that into his book. And it's just a remarkable story about harmony, and it's, I don't know what else to tell you. It's
Well, and if he's been writing since he was six, it sounds like there might be a sequel in the future someday.
We had asked him that, and in fact, we've gotten so much support. We had a sort of a get together party that was supported by the local people, including what's now his friend Brett Wilcox over at Search, and along with other local people here. And what we had indicated, what they had indicated, was that they're here for Daniel all the way, just like we have been. And what is an amazing observation is that, based on my background is in business, is that the over 23,000 cruise passengers have been here since we've been here. But the amazing thing is it's been the Sitka Town people who have been the ones who have supported him, bought his photographs, bought his book. And it's just incredible, just incredible. I can't say enough about that. So anyway, with that being said, I just wanted to make note, since I have the microphone in front of me, that we'll be here until the 25th at Centennial Hall, room number 3. We have we've brought extra new frames and photos to sell at 80% to 90% off, since we'll be here just till the 25th. And we just like everyone to come on in, say hi, just to see his work. And we have to do a switch here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Of course. Daniel's joining us here in the studio, and he's going to come sit down with me, and we're going to just talk a little bit about his book, Run Like the Wind, Alaskan Native Boy's Mysterious Totem Pole. Get those headphones on there. Yeah. Welcome, Daniel. How are you?
Good.
It's so great.
How about you?
I'm great. I'm Catherine. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
It's so great to have you in the studio this morning, and I've been talking to Tim a little bit about, he told me the story about how you guys met in Totem Park, and which is such a great story, but I want to hear from you a little bit about, you've been writing since you were six. What do you enjoy writing about?
Well, usually fantasy, I don't know, it's just usually been fantasy all my life. I've done many things, but they're usually a lot of fairy tales, especially when I was younger. That was a lot of way back then. So,
and now tell me about the book that you've published now, Run Like the Wind. He was telling me the main character's name is Little Raven. Can you tell me a little bit about him?
Well, he's a boy that is trying to spread his wisdom across the land, but he can't do this alone. So he has to find the help from his friends to gather others. It's a very big adventure. It has some, it's a nonfiction book, but it has some fiction in it throughout the book. It has a lot of adventure. It just goes all the way through, you know, Alaska. There's, I can't really say much more than adventure, because that's how Alaska usually is to me.
And is this book then is inspired by your own experiences in this character as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. And tell me a little bit about your photography. You know, what do you like to photograph? And he says that you really have amazing composition in your photographs, but you also take lots of photographs of secret things that maybe tourists wouldn't happen to catch.
Some even the people around here can't catch, because a lot of people have been asking about two different photos that I cannot tell where exactly it is pinpointed, because it wouldn't make it sacred anymore.
Oh, okay.
So, so I like to take pictures a lot in nature, and the people and nature of Sitka is what the gallery is based on. I like to take pictures definitely of nature, mostly outdoors, The very big landmarks here in Sitka, that's a very major one to tell the history of our town and where that's been. But mostly in the park, in the Totem Park, out Stargavin, anywhere where there's trees.
Mm-hmm. And what does it mean to you to have this book published and this exhibit in Centennial Hall and see your work up on the walls being celebrated and appreciated?
Well, I mean, there's a lot that it means to me. I mean, not every day that someone just walks into the forest and a book pops out, you know? And it's a very big experience, something that really impacted my life and I think impacted the others around me, not only just me. I've had a lot of help here, so it means a lot to me. I mean, I met Keith and Tim. They have been my longtime friends now for a whole year since I started the book when I was 17.
Mm-hmm.
We have, it's almost like a father-son kind of deal. It's really getting strong. It means a lot to me, especially to all those who help support me during this time. That means a lot as well.
Well, we're running out of time, but I wanted to thank you so much for coming in and remind the listeners that your exhibit is going to be at Centennial Hall until June 25th. You're there from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day, unless there's a Sitka Summer Music Festival concert, in
That's
which
right.
case you stay until right before the concert.
Right.
And we've been speaking this morning with Daniel J. Brinsfield, whose book, Run Like the Wind, Alaskan Native Boys' Mysterious Totem Pole, was published last month. And his exhibit of photographs will be at Centennial Hall until the 25th. Thank you so much for joining me, Daniel and Tim.
Thank you.
Thank you.